This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Dumb, dumb, young, young, dumb.
21.
Young, dumb, young, dumb, dumb.
21.
Young, dumb, young, young, dumb.
21.
Young, dumb.
21.
We lit. Okay, hype.
So you ready?
Yeah.
Guess who's back? Number two.
Man, I feel like there's no camera because of how you said it.
Why?
Are you going to like upload like an audio just on the SoundCloud and whatever, and then you're going to have like this version on YouTube?
Oh, dude, there's no camera. I don't know what you're looking at. We actually, we went down in quality. I got rid of the mic and just went with the iPhone quality because I figured why the heck not?
Yeah.
So you came to a more unprofessional production.
Even better.
Welcome to Young, Dumb, and 21, where we're both 22 years old.
Oh, yeah, we just both turned 22.
I know. It's crazy. Dangerous, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have to change your whole intro.
No. What the heck? No. Young, why is everybody going to say that?
22.
Young, dumb, and now I'm feeling 22. That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah.
So we're not going to do that.
Okay, let's get right at it.
What do you mean right at it? Take a breath. Take a sip of the drink.
Man, I'm going for my third one. I think.
Your third what?
Drink already since we started.
Chill. It's been one. Oh, sip. Okay. Yeah. I'm like, how many drinks have you had?
No, I'm on my third sip.
Lately, we've transitioned from going to... We went clubbing a lot. Mm-hmm. We went dancing a lot. And then we transitioned. It was at one night. You've always worked at a cocktail bar type thing.
Yeah.
But it was at one night where we were playing like Mexican cards, where whoever won the game, we were going to a certain place that night.
Oh yeah.
Jesus said he wanted to go to Green Room.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah was like, I want to go to Crazy Horse.
Yeah.
And then I said, let's go to Trio, which is a cocktail bar. Yeah. And then I ended up winning.
Mm-hmm.
And
ever since, we've been going just to bars, asking for cocktails.
It's just been a night, yeah. It's just been like a quiet scene.
Holy damn, actually, that is true.
That's the transition.
Like four.
Yeah.
We went to Trio. We went to another one that you won. No, we went to two. We showed them.
Yeah.
One of them didn't like it. We went to the other one. And then from there, we've been... I want to see another one here in Westboro. I'm not sure.
We went to Trio. This was the first one we ever went to.
And then we went to another one or no?
No.
We went to Common after those two?
I believe so. Maybe a few more. But like it was nothing like specifically
nothing
like a
cocktail
bar. Nothing
too crazy, yeah.
I went to Union. That's the one with the speakeasy downstairs.
Yeah, you went
and that
to
was
that
sick.
One.
Like we have to go to that.
Yeah.
It's like a nice little date spot though. So
I've
like
been,
make sure you put your hair up and make it look at yourself look real
it's
nice.
It's like a...
It's near like Prohibition.
Like I want to say that's like Somerset.
It's close to, I think it might be on that street. Yeah. To be honest with you. But that was really, really cool. That's probably the best. That's the one where I told you I had that drink and it was like, I was like, make me what I like. And he just brought it and I was like, holy crap, this is the best drink I've ever had.
Yeah.
So that was pretty good. But yeah, we got out of like the dancing scene, which is weird. We actually, but then.
I miss it though.
Yeah. No, see, Don't just acknowledge the camera right now. But then remember I called you one night and like we were both like not feeling it. But I was like, hey, we haven't been out in a hot minute. Do you want to go out? And you're like, who are we going with? And I was like,
when?
Me. I was like, it's just me and you.
What was it?
This was like, and then we went out
A couple nights ago? Like you're talking about that?
This was like 2 weeks ago. No, we're getting to that though. Don't worry, there's a story. Honestly, I forget. Maybe we went out with Vi.
Yeah.
Which is our singer friend.
Oh, when we went to Warehouse?
Yeah. And I was like, hey, let's go out for like a dancing night. And you're like, who are we bringing? I was like, it's just me, bitch. And you're like, so like, who else?
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, okay.
And I came.
Because normally we go out and it doesn't matter who we're with. It's just us two. But we haven't been out in a while. So we wanted to like, I don't know. We usually bring a girl and just like a friend so we're more comfortable. But that was weird.
Yeah.
That night didn't end well.
No.
Yeah. And then...
No, buddy, like, bump into my elbow and make me, like, spill your drink.
Yeah, I was surprised that, like, they didn't, like, just refill it, let's be honest.
Yeah, seriously, especially because, like, I think Vi knows that, like, they do that. Because, like, she was, like, she told the whole story. And we were asked. Like, we were, like, whoa, what happened? Because, like, literally, there's, like, ice cubes and it was just, like, the whole drink spilled
and you're just like, oh, I just like to take my straw and suck it off the table instead of the glass. This is just how I do it normally.
I thought it was really funny. She literally did not even, like, put, like, towels or anything on it. Like, just,
no,
like,
she gave you a solid pat on the back and was just like, sorry, and then went...
dumped everything with, like, the menu. Just dumped everything in the floor.
Yeah. Like, how are you supposed to sip it off the table when it's on the floor now? Mm-hmm. Doesn't work like that. But then we went out to...
The show.
We went out to the show, which used to be, like, Tequila Jack's. If you're in Ottawa, you never go to Tequila Jack's if you're over the age of 9. If you're over the age of 18, like, you just don't go to Tequila Jack's. I mean,
they're not 19. Even allowed. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, they all have fakes.
Over the age of 19. Like, you're allowed once.
Just 19 to see what it's
and
like.
2 days, you're too old. You're too old.
That's very true. But they got rid of, like, so we went to this club and, like, they changed up the whole entire place and we got invited to go.
Yeah.
And so it was free and we love free stuff. And, like, anyone invites us to anything free, we go.
They got rid of the stripper pole,
and they put a DJ booth.
Like, right in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. They should have put it upstairs. Nobody cares about the DJ.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was, we walk in and immediately, we were seen. And
right away, it was, like, a group of two girls, I want to say. And they were nice. They literally just said, like, hey, what's up? Like, you're Joey. And, like, you guys talked. And that was okay.
Yeah.
But then it got
Then it, like, I said this in my live. I was like, with the alcohol intake, it got worse. Like, as people consumed more alcohol, like, drank more, it started to go down. It started to get worse. Like, the maturity level went down. And granted, I'm not trying to be, like, we're not trying to talk big-headed. We're not trying to say, like, oh, we're this big deal.
Oh, not at all.
Literally, we went to a club. Otherwise, we wouldn't have. And we went, and we just go to have a good time and, like, see new things and see new people and everything like that.
Yeah.
We don't go to not be touched or not be bothered. I don't care if somebody comes up to me and says, hi, I like your videos, whatever. That's awesome. I love that. But there's a certain way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And... Jesus witnessed the thing in a totally different perspective than me because he saw, like, behind my eyes, I guess. And he was like, yo, everyone's, like, whipping their hair and it's pissing me off. And I was like, what?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because, like, I remember, like, you said, like, you told me, you're like, yo, these girls are, like, stumping their feet, like, against my feet because, like, they want to, like, say something. And I was like, a bit too childish. Maybe just a bit.
It was just a little immature.
A little bit immature. And then we're like, okay. But, like, the reason why, like, it looked childish, maybe it was just a pass. But it started looking childish when, like, I saw it from behind. And maybe you're not feeling it because of, like, the lights, the music, the sound and everything. But I saw him literally, like, whipping the hair, like, at you.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yo, like, you have to feel this. And I was like, yo, dude, like, they're really going hardcore. They just really want to talk to you. And usually, I'm the kind of guy that I'm like, okay, like, get over with it. Or not in that perspective.
No, but hey, let's go say hi to them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you
because not torture them.
Yeah, because I know, like, a lot of girls are very shy. And I'm just like, I know that they're shy. And I know that, like, they're going to lose the time of their lives if they want to, like, think that it's, like, such a big thing. or maybe they're just gonna like not see you for like another like 2 or 3 months because like we're always downtown anyways.
And I mean those situations weren't that bad until the dude kind of like set it off.
Yeah, so I didn't know what happened. I just saw him, but like I remember when he first like laid a hand on you, I was just like, buddy. Like literally the hand like touched Joey and I was like,
pushed it down.
I pushed it down.
And like his other hand was clenched to fist. And guy came up to me and he just goes, "You're not gonna find your 13-year-olds here." And I was like, I was so put back by it. I was like, that's how we're gonna approach the situation. Okay, this is how it's gonna go. I'm not one to fight, but I am one to stand up for myself, like in words. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, you couldn't hear me, eh?
I could hear a little bit.
And I said was like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Like, have some respect.
Yeah.
And then he said, my sister watches you. I was like, I bet your sister's like 16 years old. Mm-hmm. And he was like, she is. And I was like, exactly. So have some respect when you come up to somebody, like no matter who it is.
Yeah.
Like, and then he's like, why are you so mad? And then he touched me. And I was like, I'm not mad at you. Just don't be immature about a situation like this.
I thought
like,
that know was how very, to
approach people.
From hearing that, I think it's very like childish, the fact that he touched you.
There was no need to touch you.
I was just like, buddy.
Yeah.
Put your hand out.
When a guy touches a guy in a club, like, it usually ends up swinging.
Yeah, seriously.
It's just never a good time.
When he did that, I was sideways. This guy did not see it, but I was, like, ready. I was like, oh, man. This guy is, like, twice my size.
Yeah,
twice
I didn't see,
my weight.
I didn't see you because I was looking directly in his eyes.
Twice my weight. And I'm like, but here's the thing. I might take a punch for this man, but I'm still going to, like, get ready to, like, defend my guy. Like, I was like, I was like thinking, if he punches Joey and gets knocked out, because like, then again, he wasn't really that strong, but he was a bigger dude. I was like, I have to do something.
Yeah, I had some weight to him. And I felt really bad afterwards because like after the situation where we like walked away, I think like I said what I needed to say and it really like hit him hard because afterwards he was just on his phone the entire night. I don't know if he was texting his sister or his girl or whatever. He was just like on his phone looking so down and I'm just like, that could have went like such a different way. Just have a little bit more respect with any human being. It's not like, I don't know. You don't walk up to anybody and say something like
that. And if he thinks that he was right or he was not wrong by saying what he said, I mean, like it was not a good taste of a joke, even if it was just a joke.
Which I think he was going for a joke, but at that point,
that's what Joey like first thought of. If that was me, my first thought would be like, this guy's making fun of me.
Oh, and, I went from like 0 to 100 real quick though when defending myself.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get it.
I don't really take that. But I mean, we're good.
Yeah, no, like,
we're such lovers, like, we're not ones to fight, I don't think.
Yeah, no, I was, if anything, when I was, like, ready to, like, get into a fight, I was, like, more scared than anything. Like, my heart was going, like, was beating fast and hard. Like, I remember when we went back to my place, I like sat down for a good like 5 minutes outside of my place before.
Yeah, we're walking back to your place, and Buddy's just yelling at the top of his lungs, and I'm like, dude, it's like it's okay. Maybe it's like maybe we're seeing in a different light. He's like, no, screw that guy, screw this night, screw the situation.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be
like
this.
You gotta make a video about it, cause like here's the thing. I feel like I see it more from like a third person perspective, because like, there's so many girls or just people, guys, like, and they want to say something. And sometimes I'm just like, yo, say something. Like, I don't understand the fear. Like, I get it. But, like,
if somebody's trying to come up to me and
say hi. If I see Drake, like, I'm going to say something.
People say I'm intimidating.
Right.
I know I'm, like, massive dude and, like, bulging muscles and, like, raging eyebrows. But, like, you know, I'm not.
Yo, I seriously don't get it. Like,
I get it though. Like, it, I saw somebody that.
It's intimidating to say the wrong thing, but like, I feel like I'm more of the perspective, and maybe like if you guys are watching
all
this
you have
or
to
listening
do is
to this,
not walk up to somebody and say, "You're not gonna find your 13-year-olds here," yo, and you're good.
Yo, no, but seriously, I feel like I'll be more intimidated of the idea that like, yo, if I don't say something, I didn't say anything. Literally, the person just walked off. that'll be more intimidated of that. Like, literally, even if it's like the dumbest thing ever,
if they don't respond,
I have to at least say something.
Well, I mean, maybe that's their biggest worry, is me denying them or neglecting them,
yeah,
and just being a negative situation, which it's never been. Mm-hmm. It's either miscommunication or they yell my name and we don't hear it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's never bad, though.
Yeah, we'll, no, but I'm just saying, like, it's better to, like, just, like, say something.
100%.
Approach.
I think about it, though. If you, like, make content online, you don't hear it ever. You never hear somebody saying
it in person. Not that much. In person, though.
You never. Like,
I mean, your biggest audience is in States.
No. What I'm saying is that as a creator online, like, the only voices you ever hear are through, like, your computer.
No, I know.
But then, when you see it in person, like, when somebody comes up to you in person, it means 10 times more.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, bigger audience in the States and, like, bigger audience, like, different places other than the other one.
Yeah, speaking about different places. So, last podcast, we talked about Jesus living in Mexico and, like, growing up in Mexico and, like, with his name and everything. And now transitioning to here, where we are now. Things have changed a little bit since the last podcast.
Where was I? Was I living in the same place?
I'm pretty sure you were in the same place that you were. Or no, or you were moving
that
in
I'm
there.
Right now.
I think you were moving in there at the time. Okay. I'm not really too sure. But you didn't have your job, I don't think.
No, I had it.
Did you?
Yeah. Because, like, I got it when, like, I came back from... I was living with you.
Yeah, I know. But now, like, it's full force.
And, like, okay, yeah. Like, so let's say that... I don't remember what... I'm pretty sure I was in the place that I'm right now. But the reason why we brought up this theme is because, like, I've been, like, to many places in Ottawa. And I feel like it's more, like giving our points of perspective on, like, what's it like, living outside of, like, family's home.
Oh, like, living alone.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, like, you've been living, like, in this place just by yourself for, like, how long now?
A year and... Almost a half a year.
A year and a half. And it's been the only place that you've lived, like, other than your place, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the past 3 years, I was, like, traveling forever.
Yeah, that is
so
true.
It's like I was never home, but I was home. So it's, like, mm-hmm. almost like...
You're used to stopping by.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, in my case, I've been living by myself since I was 18.
It's like 8 years.
18? Oh, man, it's been 6, I think. Yeah. Since I was 18, 19, 20.
Oh, I'm thinking 22. Since you've been in
5 years. No, I know, but, like, yeah, since I've been in Canada, but, like, by myself, it's been 5 years.
Huh, that's funny. That's the same hand you use.
It's crazy, man. Like, I've been, like, all over Ottawa. I've been in Canada. I've been in Maryville, Baseline, Bank Street, the Bywater Market, Sandy Hill.
Yeah, you're at Sandy Hill now.
Yeah, that's where I've been living.
Do you want to say your address so then everybody knows?
No.
Why? They can, like, send you $220 pizzas.
Oh, my God.
Dude, they did that. Whenever I travel, when I've been traveling recently, they'll call and charge a pizza, like good, like, pizza, like $200 order to the hotel, to my room.
But they pay for that already?
No, because
they wanted you to pay?
Because they want me to pay. Because they say, oh, charge it to this room or charge it to this name. Because the credit card's down with the name to get the hotel so that it's going through. So my manager gets, like, the notification that we got, like, all this pizza coming. So it's, like, $200 worth of pizza. And then I tweet out. I don't even tweet out being, like, stop sending it. But I'm, like, at least send the good shit. And then they send, like, worse stuff. And I was, like... You guys don't even know me. Like, I don't even like pizza.
Where did they send?
And then they start. Then they once sent, like, Swish LA, and I was like, oh my God. Like, do better for yourselves.
Oh my God.
Like, literally, send me the good stuff. And they sent me pasta from, like, a pizza joint, and I was like, I'm embarrassed. Are you guys. And then I called them out. I DM'd them, and I, like, destroyed them in DMs. I'm just, like, in a respectful way. And then they just, like, immediately stopped and, like, what are you talking about? It's not me. And then never happened again.
It was always.
But yeah, no. Say your address and, like, you're good to go.
Well, I'm living, like, far end of Sandy Hill, and that's
all right.
That's
I'm not being serious here, chill.
Okay, what's the next topic?
Well, the next topic. Well, that was like where we are.
Super
now.
Hype transition.
Yeah, dude. Mine was so smooth, and I was, like, speaking of Mexico, and then, like, really got in there. You're like, all right, next.
Yeah.
Only have limited time. How much are you getting paid for this?
But we got someone coming, so.
We do have someone coming, but we do have to make this a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
And then we're not even close.
How long do it have to be?
I mean, we like to. They like a solid 45 minutes every now and then.
Holy damn. Okay, so we're at 17, so we're good. Okay, What's the next thing, though?
The next thing is actually pretty tough.
What is it?
Next thing is girlfriends.
Oh, man. I thought you were going to be like, where are we in life?
No, I just asked that one.
Yeah. No, we're like, that's where we're living. I thought we're...
No, I haven't got to the living one yet.
Okay, so...
Which one are you talking about? See, you ruined my transition schedule, and now it's completely off. I had my laptop here to... This man ruins my plans all the time. No, we're going to talk about... We're going to talk about the fact that this is now a hub. Buddy calls me 7 a.m. one day, and he goes, yo, what are you doing today? And I was like, what do you mean, what am I doing today? He's like, I'm coming to the hub. And I was like, what the hell is the hub? Like, are you just, like, going to Pornhub? Like, I don't care. And then he's like, no. Like, the hub where, like, we can connect. We can come socialize. We can work. We can work out. We can get stuff done. And whenever we need to come over, we can do it. And I was like, where is this? And he's like, oh, fuck. I just said my address.
Okay, yeah. Bleep.
I just accidentally said my address. Means I have to cut this. But... He goes, it's your place. It's your apartment. And I was like, what? What are you talking about?
Man, how many things did we do that day? I got a haircut. Man, you were recording. Like, everything that happened. I got a haircut at the end of it.
Yeah. Buddy literally called a stylist to come over and do his hair in my bathroom. Yeah. And I walk in at, like, that time I was over at my neighbor's place. And I walk in and there's... the girl in my bathroom. I was like, hi? And he's just, like, getting his hair trimmed.
Yeah. And what did we do before that? That was,
before,
like...
Before that...
Oh, we had mimosas?
Yeah, I mean, okay, at 8 a.m., I went and... Or it was 9 a.m. or something. No. I went and I had to buy... I was like, well, I mean, if this is the hub, I'm gonna go buy champagne, and we made mimosas.
Sarah came by.
We did some work. Then we went to get Starbucks cups. I think I edited like 3 or 4 videos. Yeah, you finished resumes. It was actually a good day.
It was not bad.
Great day for freaking hay. So that was the hub. I mean, that's where we are now, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
We're just working and we're just, I don't know.
Trying to do our best.
Yeah, we're just hustling around here.
Yeah, well, like, I think you mentioned like the work and like how am I settled in. Like, I think he's right on that. When I started, like, at Starbucks, like, man, I was all over the place. I did my training in Elmvale, like, God knows where in Ottawa. Only people from that place know where that place is.
Yeah.
And then from there, I went to the store that actually hired me, but they overhired, and they did not get the amount of customers that they thought that they were going to get. And I was hired under the impression that I was going to be full-time. Little that I know, there's no full-time for, like, baristas at Starbucks. Yeah. So I was sent to...
multiple locations.
Two other Starbuckses. And so with the idea that maybe I was going to be full-time, but, like, having, like, part-time in one and then part-time in the other.
Yeah.
So, like, I will have, like, full-time hours. And then...
Do you like it, though?
Well, it got to the point that, like, it got to, like, where, hey, like, we are on the same page. Because when I was in both Starbuckses, there was one that I liked better than the other one.
Yeah.
And also, like, I was under the impression, like, when are they going to, like give me more hours? Like I was expecting the 40. And then they told me, no, we didn't know anything about that. And I was like, oh, okay. And then so, like, I started looking for another job. It didn't came through. But because I started looking for another job, they cut me down to just one Starbucks, which I'm proud to say is like the best customer service Starbucks in Ottawa.
Yeah, it recently went down since Jesus been hired.
Yo, it's going up. It's going up, I'm telling you. And I like it. I love it there. The people in there are like so down to earth.
So you love the Beckys, the Sarahs who come by and was like, hey, can I have a Frappuccino with no
frapp?
Yeah,
seriously.
In my chino? And you're just like, I don't know what that means. And then they're like, here's my number. And you're like, wait a second, what? And it's just really confusing. Yeah. And then you call a girl, and you get like, it gets really offensive. And you're just like, well, I don't know what I did wrong.
Yo, seriously.
And it's like 2018. And you're like, holy shit, I really got to get with the times. And you don't know how to deal with it. Yeah. Oh, did I just sum it up in like just that little blurb?
Seriously, I did get a number. You got that one right.
And I got the one right where you called a girl.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that anymore.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to do that anymore.
Jeez, kind of trouble.
I did get in trouble.
Speaking about girls and getting numbers, girlfriend situation. How's that going for you?
Oh, man. It's nothing. I was actually, like, think it's all over the place. Because, like, there's so many ways to look at it. That's what I've learned. I've learned that there's, like, situations where you control it, and sometimes you can't. And it's unfortunate because, like, see, for example, I saw myself on this girl. This girl told me, hey, I want to, like, meet a new person and whatever. And while she was telling me that, literally not lying, the day before, I was thinking, I'm not going to try anymore. I'm not going to try anymore because literally, like, I base a lot of, like, my thinking from, like, movies and all that because I love movies.
From Joey Kidney videos.
Yo, I was thinking, like, all the movies that we always see, most of them, you might think, like, oh, the persons or the people met randomly. But it's not really so random. Like, say, the 101 Dalmatians. Like,
Whoa, okay.
You know that movie, right?
Yeah, but interesting freaking movie to choose. But
yeah, right. Okay. So, like, for example, you're like, oh, they met randomly, but they met at the dog park. Like, it's really, like, hard to say, like, oh, you're going to meet everybody that, like, usually goes to at the dog park. But, like, there is one thing in common, that they go to the dog park
because both of them have... You give the weirdest examples.
Okay, so, like, for example, that. Or another one where it's like, oh, like...
Yeah, but you can't plan going to the dog park and meeting somebody.
No. My point in here is that, like, I need to cut it. I need to, like, bring in other examples so you're like, oh, okay, I see where he's coming from. So, like, I'm saying, for example, another one where, like, you go to a school and then, for example, you're like, okay, like, the school is really big. I'm not going to get to meet everybody in here. And then, I don't know, you, like, the typical, I stumble across the person, books drop. It's like, oh, hey, how you doing? It's not so random. Like, I feel like you're going to meet the person regardless of, like, you stump their books on because, like, you're in the same school. And then...
So, you're saying you believe in soulmates?
No.
What the frick?
Wait for it.
What the frick, Richard?
And then another one will be, like, for example, like... You have a friend of yours that, and this one I can't really, like, give a movie. And say, like, the friend of yours really loves baseball. And then for some reason, like, you never like baseball. You never been into sports. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yo, dude, let's go to a shooting park where, like, you're just, like, practicing your batting cage and whatever. Okay. And in this case, you'll be like, well, that was pretty random that, like, you meet somebody at the batting cage saying that, like, this guy actually goes and he meets somebody. And then you're like, well, it's not really so random. Nothing, like, from my perspective.
Who's putting in your mind where it's random that you're going to meet somebody?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're putting it.
Like, you're saying a lot of things right now.
Well, I'm trying to, like, put all of those so, like, you could see the similarities. The similarities that I'm going for is that, like, it's not so random. It's not like... you wake up and you're like so with the urge to meet somebody that you're like, I'm gonna go to a heavy metal concert and for
sure. Are you talking about when somebody says you're gonna find the person when you're not looking?
Exactly.
You don't like that?
No. It's almost what I'm trying to say. It's like, cause this the thing is like this girl was doing exactly what I do sometimes. And it's like, she was like, I need to go places. I need to, like, meet this person. And, like, it's probably going to happen if we, like, for example, when people say, like, oh, you should go to coffee shops because you love coffee. And you should, like, stick to that one coffee shop. Or, like, oh, you should, like, start doing this. Or you should go maybe to this places because you're going to...
But what's your
point here? My point here, and I know it takes long, but, like, I mean, we got time. You said 40 minutes. We're not even...
You're talking gibberish.
No, because hear me out.
Been listening.
What I'm saying is, like, it's not as easy as in, like, there's a run today. I'm gonna, like, sign up and I'm gonna run, like, 10K and I'm gonna meet somebody.
Oh, that's not guaranteed, man.
No, exactly. It's not guaranteed. What I'm saying, it's more guaranteed for something that, like, not just like happens naturally, but that like there's a correlation, because there's always a correlation in every single example I said. For example, you had the dogs and you're always gonna go to the dog park. Yeah, there's
a common interest.
And exactly, there's always a common interest. Well, yeah,
why don't you just keep going running, and you're gonna probably find somebody that also runs and you're gonna like them.
Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying, what my point in here is that like it gets to the point that like you want to do everything. It's not random. Well, no, you want to do everything.
That was your point earlier. So random.
My point here is that like it gets to the point that you want to do everything and anything, and you're setting up yourself to
fail
because. You're going to, for example, me, I feel like I've done it. Where I've gone to places that, like...
Dude, you can't go to a dog park without a dog. We've been over this.
Well, not just that. Like,
you can't go to a coffee shop if you don't like coffee, man. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. For example.
You can't work at a coffee shop if you don't like coffee. Oh, no. Shit. I mean, you do.
but that's an example. Just saying, like, I'm going to start going to concerts that I don't like. Just Why? Because I think, like, people say that the girls are pretty there. For example.
That's what you're going to start doing?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what people shouldn't be doing.
And
that's what this girl shouldn't be doing.
That's your point out of all of this is don't do stuff you don't like?
Well, not...
You're going to meet somebody either way.
Well, not just like either way. I mean, like, mentality...
Form a sentence.
Yeah, okay.
And then say it.
My mentality at the moment was that it's not good for you to like go out of your way to try new things, because those things are like told by people like, oh, you're gonna meet somebody there. Cause like, yes, you could. Most likely, you're not gonna have anything to talk about because you know nothing about it.
True.
Okay, now that may be a little bit contradicting to the baseball, but.
I'm so confused.
But it's not a lot because
I was just asking you have
a friend that like knows how to like play baseball, and then you could like just joke around about that guy saying like, oh, he loves baseball, I think he cheers for the Blue Jays. He's been like batting for like 3 years, he plays on third base. All of a sudden, what people think it's random is not so random because.
Did you just say white people think it's random?
No, what people think. Oh,
okay.
It's random. It's not so random.
Like, wow.
And so I saw myself on this girl because I for sure done stuff that I'm like. If I meet somebody in here, I don't know what to say.
Oh, 100%. Dude, when I go to a certain place, like I don't know. Sometimes I don't know how to talk to people because I'm like I have zero interest in anything. Yeah. Here, and I have no topic in common.
Yeah,
and it's harder to talk to somebody.
And it's even harder when you do it yourself, which was probably what was happening.
The camera just died.
Oh no!
But keep talking.
Okay, that was probably exactly what's happened. What she was like thinking? She's like, I'm gonna go to a place by myself, and somehow I'm gonna meet somebody. And then I was telling her, no, like you're gonna meet someone through work. You're going to meet someone through school. You're going to meet someone...
I'm so... Who is this? I mean, you can't say a name.
Well, I could.
Give me a first name. Or give me where they work.
Gabriel.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I was like, okay, I see, like... I've totally been through there, and I was like telling her, don't do anything. There's a reason why, like, movies look so, like... Like, it was random, but it's not random at all. Like, there was always a common interest, or there was somebody that put you in there.
Wait, so go back to my main question. Are you looking for a girl?
Oh, well, that's what I was saying. It's all over the place, because, like, sometimes I'm like, I don't want to try.
That's right.
It's going to happen either because, like, I meet someone through you, through Sarah, or through work, or through an interest of mine.
Yeah.
And then...
It's going to happen either way.
And then other times I'm like, okay, but, like, when I'm there, how is it that I'm gonna be like, how am I gonna not know that like, oh, this is that time I should actually say something? Like,
dude, here's the rule.
How am I not gonna be scared?
When you see somebody once, you're like, okay, you notice that you see them.
Yeah.
When you see somebody twice, you really have to think about it. Holy crap. If you spot you're like, hey, this is kind of happening for a reason. If you see somebody three times, you have to go say hi.
It's not happening.
And if you see somebody three times, like in the same spot, in the same scenario, or if you see them around the city and you don't, like, you have to see them three times and you spot them out each time. That's got to say something, right?
So far, it's only been two times.
I feel like that's a good rule.
And it's stick to two. And yeah, no, I agree with that.
Well, dude, there's a lot of people, if I go on Instagram Live or if I'm like on Instagram, whatever, they're always asking me, yo, is Jesus single? And then I always say, depends who's asking.
Yeah, seriously, because like a lot of people could be asking for somebody else.
Well, no, I'm literally basing it off of who they are.
No, I know, but like also, saying.
I mean, we don't know anyone.
Exactly,
So.
Yo, drop a number. Drop a name.
How about you drop a public profile and stop hiding yourselves? Man, I hate that.
Yeah, yo, seriously, because, like, okay, one thing is, like, having somebody that follows you. And, you know, like, we're not allowed to follow everybody.
No.
Because of, like, obvious reasons. Ratios.
God damn.
Okay, no, it's a joke. Like, my reasoning is because I want to see, like, my close family and, like, my best friend's posts. So instead of like having to like scroll 5 times or 15 times until I see like, oh, Sarah posted something. I don't want to be late to those things. I really care about the people I know. And
I keep Instagram for friends and family.
But there's a lot of times that like when people like follow me through you or through like me being on the blogs or whatever, and like they say something, I want to like their stuff. Like I want to spam them. Like I'm a little kid like that. I want to like.
Dude, there's sometimes there's like DMs that come through and I'm like, oh, yo, like, I want to respond to this so
exactly.
bad, and I want to go and like
see your profile. Stuff or like leave a comment or whatever.
Oh,
I can't. Everybody's on private.
Dude, I don't even care. It doesn't matter how many followers I get a day or whatever. I still check out every single person's page, no matter who follows
everybody that follows me. Like I always check their pages because I want to be like, but do I know them?
Dude, almost 90% are private.
Private.
It's dumb. What the hell are you hiding from the world?
Yeah, seriously.
It's just,
if you guys really think that like it's so bad to like post stuff on the internet and that like you're scared of it, like there's something that somebody says that I was like that they should just say this at school. It's like if you can wear on a t-shirt and you're not gonna be ashamed
If you wear it on a shirt, then you can be on like
Twitter. Yeah, exactly.
If you can post on Twitter and you wear it on a shirt or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. If you can wear it on a shirt and you think you're okay with it, then okay.
Yeah, I mean it's a lot to deal with, and like with dealing with stuff, we've dealt with a lot of things around. I guess it was before Christmas, and this is like the main topic that I wanted to talk about in the podcast because last time we said we were going to talk about it. We don't have to talk about it too much.
What is it?
But it was our living situation. Because everyone, people still ask me, and it's like, oh, I thought Jesus was your roommate. The area that I live in, like the apartment that I live in is not that big. It's 600 square feet, and it's a studio apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Two people cannot live in here, and especially two males. It's just like, it's way too close corners, and it's a studio. It's a bachelor. It's made for one person.
Yeah.
I mean, you can explain the story.
I feel like...
If you want to just give it a quick gist.
Yeah, well, I mean, what happened is that like I was at my work, my work was okay, my place where I was living was okay. I was living in by Bayward Market, and then my landlord, he had like anger problems, and out of nowhere, like he just like pinpointing me, but then I realized that it wasn't just me. A lot of like neighbors, because like they own like a lot of houses like all around the block, I'm not lying, like there's like literally neighbors crying in their back porches saying like what do I do?
Yeah.
And there's this one time that I was in the back porch with my ex, and a neighbor came in like literally like crying, like bawling out, and the neighbor said like, do you guys know if there's any place where I could stay? Like, have you guys been looking for like new places? Do you guys just like moved in, kind of thing? And I was like, no, like I've been living here for quite a bit now, so I haven't actually been looking. And then she just told us like, oh, I'm so sad because like my landlord, I'm guessing your landlord too, like just said that he wants to kick me out. And like all of this is like obviously illegal.
Yeah,
like in my situation the police got involved, the guy got physical with me, and I managed to leave the place, and nothing really happened. But like, I was forced to leave the place right after the company that I was working for, like a media company, told me that they couldn't have me anymore with no notice at all. So yeah. No money and no place where to be. And so I decided to move in with one of my friends. But I realized that like they had their own issues. Yeah. I moved in like into a family's house, and it got to the point where like everybody fights, everybody has disagreements, and I wanted to put in my two cents. And then I was like, it's not my right to be putting my two cents. Like, it's okay at times, but not when they're so heated. And I came back to Joey's, and I was just like, dude, what if I could just crash in here like before I leave to Mexico?
Because well, no, I already had the ticket. You asked if you can crash there one night, and then I was like, dude, why? Like, and then you told me the story about his family and everything, and I was like, that's not right to live with them. And I was like, you can live here. And we agreed, we gave a due date.
Yeah.
Because I believe that, and a lot of people ask, like, oh my God, why'd you just, like, kick him out? I feel like if we didn't have a date, there wouldn't be any, like, as much motivation to
look for a new place.
Look for a new job.
Yeah, exactly.
So we lived together for about, like, a month and a half. Pretty close to that. And then at Christmas time, you went back to Mexico, and, like, we packed up all your stuff, and you were ready to go. And then when you came back,
I went back to my other friend's place.
Went back to your friend's place for just like what? Like 2 weeks maybe?
No, not even.
Not even 2 weeks, like exactly. And
no, it was long.
Oh, longer. Okay.
It was like a month and a half.
Oh, okay, well there you go.
Yeah.
And then you found your job. Well, you came back to a job at Starbucks because we got you the job at Starbucks before you left.
Yeah.
And then so that was better because you had a place to go instead of just staying at the house all day.
Yeah.
And then I looked for a new place.
And then from there, going back to like when I said like I'm comfortable at Starbucks, and I said like they cut my hours because I was gonna get another job, that didn't went through, and that was pretty shitty.
And now you're looking for another job.
And now I'm looking for another job, and then I got my smart serve because I said I want to like make some extra money other than the money that I'm gonna be given.
I want to make some tips and whatever. So ladies, if you ever see the man Jesus at the bar with his hair down, drop the hundo in the tip jar.
Man,
how you doing?
Yo, seriously, like I wouldn't even like be like that. Like if you want to, yeah, of course. But like if you buy just another drink, and if you or if you like just come often and you prove the point that like yo, I'm coming because of the set. I'm coming because of the place.
I think that's because they're an alcoholic at that
point. No, I would be like, yo, even if you just get water, get something to eat, and, like, I'll be serving you. But, like, the same with Starbucks. Like, it's always, like, my point when I go to a place, because people are like, why should I hire you? My point when I go to a place, and I can't really say this in like on an interview, but my goal, it's always, like, I want people to come back because of me. I don't want them to, like, come back because, like, the drinks or the work or the place. Like there, everybody has a place that like it's not the best looking place, it's not the best food, but you get along with the dude or the girl.
There's places that I go back to just because of the people.
Yeah, and it's not a place that you'll like go back and
you like I love the coffee shop Happy Goat. Is it amazing? It kind of tastes like, you know, your cafe coffee shop.
Yeah.
But I love the baristas there. They're the nicest people in the entire world.
Exactly.
That's the only reason I like that place.
So that's why I was really happy that I got into like the Starbucks, and like they saw the fact that I was like really like charismatic and everything. They got me to this one that has like the best customer service, and they're like, we love you, like we're keeping you. Because at some point I was like in a like maybe we'll keep you, maybe not, and now they're like, yeah, for sure, like go to the POS, like order everything, whatever.
POS, the piece of shit.
No, like the point of service or something like that. Yeah, man, it's like when somebody, the guy that's like behind the computer just taking the orders, that's
me. Yeah, wait, so this year in a quick format because we're running out of time. The last question I have is like, where do you see yourself? So do you see yourself, I mean, don't answer this because I don't want you to be negative towards your job or anything like that. I don't want you to say the wrong thing. But do you still see yourself working in like either retail or as a server? Is like at the end of this year, is that where you want to be?
do I see myself or is what I want?
Well, I mean, you have to be realistic.
Okay, well, so yeah, if I was... So,
like a goal.
If I was realistic, like, I want to, like, have, like, a four, be working 40 hours.
Okay.
The jobs are most likely going to be, like, what I'm doing. Like, not something on my field.
Yeah.
Hopefully have, like, or, like, being talking or have, like, how you call it? Like, a lead on something on my field.
Yeah.
Maybe even explore the idea of, like, going to another city if needed and, just be like, okay, like, that could be a thing.
Yeah.
And then hopefully that happens. That would be the goal. What I want is to, like, me...
We don't care what you want.
Yo, what I want, it would be, like, me working...
Our friend Sarah just buzzed in, and she ruined this entire thing. So, okay. Jesus...
Real quick. What I would like to, like, get in this year, because literally Joey told me, like, what do you want on Christmas? And I told him, I would be really happy for New Year's. I was in New York.
Yo, but then you changed that real freaking quick.
Yeah, because I was like...
And I was like, I can make New York happen. I can make us... I think I can, like, put out some money where we can both go to New York.
And
being
nice. Yeah, and I was like, no, literally, I was pissed at myself. I was like, why did I say that? No, this is what I want. I want to spend my Christmas in Paris. And then afterwards, I want to be doing my New Year's in Hawaii. I want to be able to travel to whatever place I want to. Because I can.
Come in.
And hopefully be, like, in such an amazing place where I can do that and, like, go back to home.
Yeah, and then real freaking quick, I was like, dude, I can't provide you with any of that.
Yeah, that's the real
goal.
Hey,
Sarah. Yo, here's what's really funny. There was, like, one bar left in there, and I was like, I'm going to keep it. I was like, this is, like, a nice treat. It's a hot day, and I was going to eat it, but then I was like, I'm going to save it for Sarah. But now, I'm just going to eat it because you brought more.
So that's my goal. Obviously, don't know how that will happen. Hopefully, it does happen. If, who says it?
Jesus is talking about where he wants to be in New Year's, and now he started it in New York.
Yeah.
And where do you want to be, Sarah?
What are you doing?
It's a podcast. It's just this. You can talk.
No.
Okay. I want to finish that with a quote by...
Oh my goodness. There,
you like this quote. I played it and you're like, oh, that's a nice quote. It's like, if you talk about it enough, it might come through. No, if you talk about a dream enough, it might come through. And I was like, oh, that's hype. And you said, oh, that's hype.
Yeah, but at the same time, you got to live that dream.
No,
man.
I know.
Can't just talk
I gotta
can't
live
just talk it.
I got to get it.
That's what I'm saying. Well, where I want to see myself this year, I want to be able to employ somebody. And if I can employ you, that'd be really fucking sick.
No, want.
That's what I want.
Oh, okay. Hype.
I literally just
so
said it.
So it could not happen.
Yeah.
No, but what about, like, New Year's and Christmas?
New Year's, I was planning on going to New York with you, but then you changed it real freaking quick.
Christmas or New Year's? New Year's.
Well, hold on, buddy. I'm taking you on one trip.
Yeah, what do you want to do on Christmas?
Well, actually, now I'm thinking those are probably both going to be really expensive, so maybe we can go when it's, like, just really, like, it's just winter. And then, like, I'll be like, hey, Merry Christmas, whatever the frick you want. Happy New Year.
Whatever the day is.
When it's, like, the really,
November
like,
1st. The cheap... Merry Christmas, buddy.
The cheapest time to fly.
Yeah.
That's when I want to go. So I'll do that. I'll be sick. Anyways, we're going to go. I don't know what we're going to do.
No, but legit, where do you want to be on Christmas? What would be, like, our best Christmas
dude,
this year?
Because remember last Christmas? I had literally the worst Christmas.
Where do you want to
so
be this Christmas?
Yeah, but I'm going to go on my own trip this Christmas.
That's
I wrote,
what
remember
I'm saying.
I wrote
where
on
do
my
you
mirror?
Wanna be? Where do
I
you
can't
want...
tell anybody.
Oh, my God.
I wrote on my mirror that...
This guy doesn't text or meet somebody and talk about it. Yeah, have you ever heard of, like, oh, I don't kiss and tell. This guy, meet somebody, don't tell. This guy, like, it's like... Yo, I got you something.
This is for another podcast.
Don't tell.
This is too soon. But
it's like, oh, Joey, what did your mom give you for Christmas? Oh, I don't get something and tell.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't get gifts that often.
I don't meet people and tell.
It's like, what'd you get for your birthday? I got a floor steamer.
I don't cook. I don't cook something, eat it, and then tell you what it is. I don't tell.
Well, I mean, when I'm at a restaurant, I don't tell you what I'm going to order. No.
Yo, seriously, this guy.
Anyways, that's about it for today's podcast. If you liked it, give it a big thumbs up. please don't come to my address if I don't figure out how to edit this.
Beep boop beep boop.
And Sarah's trying to figure out how to plug in her phone when the phone charger's not correct. It's fine, kind of funny. But if you want to hear more, and if you want to hear more Jesus, let us know in the comments down below. Subscribe, give it a like, follow us on Instagram. That's about it. I think we went. I'm really bad at like self promo. Okay.
I did a good job. You said it was going to be 40 and it's going to 50. And you're like, oh, you're going too fast.
Yeah, because you told a story about like, oh, it's like not so random to be like, leave your girlfriend.
Because you're like, oh, you just interrupted me. Like every like point that I'm like, yo, I got all planned out.
I'm like, yo, do you have a girlfriend? And you're like, here's the thing.
I love it when I am like, yo, here's the thing.
101 Dalmatians, all right? How many dogs are there? 101. No. See, the owners met at a freaking dog park. Not so random, right?
No.
So are you dating anyone now? And on that note, we're gonna end it. So stay young, dumb, and whatever the hell age you want to be.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you guys later.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.